Let me ask you about the Sharks. L.A. on a roll, right? Four straight wins over St. Louis, win the first two in this series. But I'm sure there were a lot of people, the players and Daryl Sutter included, that knew San Jose wasn't going to go quite quietly, were they?
No, and they play so well at home, you know, and it could have went either way. I think the other night was the same as the first game at home or our second game at home, where we ran into power plays that they did at the end, and you know, we were in full control of the game, and then make it two power, or they get a power play and then a 5-on-3 and end up scoring and winning. So you know, it's just penalties are such a crucial part of a game, and even last night's game, I thought we had the game kind of. We were kind of taking control, and we took a couple bad penalties, and that just gives them momentum. And when we scored our goal, you know, it's they took a bad penalty, and then they kind of let us back into it. So, you know, it's a funny game, but I think when you play it right and you do all the little things right and you stay out of the penalty box, you give yourself a better opportunity to win.
It certainly appears, Bernie, the last couple of games that Joe Thornton has been able to elevate his level of play even better than what we've seen before. What can the Kings do to counterbalance that?
Well, I think you just got to get the right defensive pair out against them. But you know what? Joe's an unbelievable hockey player, and I think you've seen the last few years. I know Joe was criticized a little bit early in his career and not being maybe a big game player or whatever, but to me, Joe's always been great. And playoff time, he really elevates his game, and he has lately. He's you know, he's led by example, and that's what you want your captain, your leader to do, and I think he's pulled these guys along, and they're a pretty good team.
And not just Joe, but, I mean, you finished your great career in San Jose with an 18-year-old Patrick Marleau. He's taken some stick as well, and you look at him, like your career, really consistent. I'm not sure he had your explosiveness, and it was a different era, but Patrick's just done everything that's been asked of him for San Jose. It's just now in you know, in May that he gets criticized, it seems like.
Well, it is, and you know, the funny thing is that it really only comes from one person, and
yeah,
and I love the kid to death, but it's Jeremy Roenick. You know, Jeremy's criticized his kid, and he's played with him, and you know, I can't for the life of me see the next player ever criticizing, you know, players in general. You know, it's okay to be constructive and stuff, but he's kind of attacked him different times, and for no reason, in my opinion. Patrick's been a great player his whole career, and he's had great playoff runs. So, you know, and like you said, I was fortunate to be with Patty for his first couple of years, and he is a super person. He's an unbelievable player, and he's playing well, too. He's always dangerous out there, and I always cheer for Patty. You know, he's one of those guys that if you know him, you have to like him, and if he's on your team, you love him. So he's played well for them.
Bernie, is there anything else that Anze Kopitar can do to get himself on track and get back in that goal-scoring streak? Because he just need a lucky bounce.
You do. That's all you need. It's unbelievable. For anybody who's played the game, puck goes off your head and you score. It's like, it's awesome. You know what I mean? It's like, and it was always funny when you played, you could be feeling so bad. You could be dead tired. You could just, like you couldn't hit the ocean, and you get a goal and it's like, you feel great. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable again. So that's all it is. And he's kind of struggled on the offensive side, but he still plays really well in his own end. He's still working hard, and he's still our best player. You just wish the puck would, like you said, someone shoot it off its head or something and claim the nest.
Bernie Nichols joining us. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at BernieNichols9. That's simply the number 9 after his full name, Bernie Nichols. Just an amazing career, over 1,200 points, 18 years in the NHL. Give me your read quickly on the other series. We got a couple minutes, but Chicago-Detroit, it's all about momentum swings, and you were on that Chicago team that started encountering the Wings when they first really, really could push through those first couple rounds. I they don't have the superstars. They got a couple of them, but, man, they're gritting it out, aren't they? It's Chicago clearly has more talent, and Detroit might be just winning the battles.
Well, that's true, and it's you know, it's like everybody says, you come together at the right time. And Chicago played well, obviously early. They went on a good run, and since then they've kind of been beatable. And but when you look at Detroit, they got two of the greatest players in the world. Like, to me, there's no one better than Datsyuk. Like, he's just scary good. Zetterberg's good, and to me, it's still always going to come down to goaltending. I always feel that the team with the best goaltending is going to win. I think Chicago's had a few softies go in on them, and Detroit's been pretty solid in that department so far. So I think for the most part, a lot of people are kind of you know, taken back by it, where they think that, you know, Chicago is probably going to roll through there. Detroit's got a good team. They've always been strong, and they got good leadership, great coach. The goaltender plays well. They can win that series.
Is there a team in the Eastern Conference that's really stood out to you at this point, Bernie, that is capable of going all the way to be to represent the East in the Stanley Cup final?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, Pittsburgh is definitely the team in the East. But, you know, but it comes down to goaltending. And I always said all they need somebody is just to be average, because they're always going to score 3, 4, 5 goals a game. So you just need someone in there just to be average, because if Fleury ever played the way he's capable of playing, they wouldn't lose a game, because they're so talented. That, you know, to me, and I've said it, and I love the kid to death, but he is by far the best player in the world. And, you know, not that he's Canadian at all. I love that. It's just, he's the man. And, I think he's proven it, but they got some serious talent over there too. And if they get average goaltending, they walk through the East.